Pump Your Seed Inside Me, 50-pack, Collection 2. 50 more breeding erotica audiobooks. Written by Kimmy Welsh, Tori Westwood, Connie Cook Queen, and Millie King. Narrated by Sierra Klein, Minka Tomlinson, Kelly Morgan, Alison O'Keefe, and Eddie Oliver.
My Boss, Inside Me on the Slopes. Age Gap Breeding 6. Breeding Erotica, Pregnancy Erotica, Hardcore Erotica. You two look after each other, Janet said, waving us off from the porch of our log cabin that the team was staying in that weekend.
We always do,
my boss Kevin said. We'll be back before sundown, I said. We promise.
Have fun, you crazy cats, Janet said. Her and the rest of the team didn't quite feel confident enough in their abilities to follow us that day.
This'll be fun, Kevin said, turning towards town.
Can't wait, I beamed. Spending some time with the boss alone would give me a whole bunch of credit when it came to preferential treatment. Kevin was about twice my age, but no less fun than any of us. Our jackets made a whooshing sound as our arms passed quickly over them. The sun was beating down, but it did nothing against the cool of the mountain. The snow had been good that year, but Kevin and I were determined to find an untouched route down. I think if we head up to the east side, we stand a better...
West,
he interjected.
We should go west. No one goes there.
For good reason.
I'd rather it be empty up there, wouldn't you? Imagine it, Clara. The whole mountainside to ourselves.
There was no arguing with him. I'd learned that much in my short time in his employ. West it is, I said, determined to keep the peace. As it happened, we'd wind up bonding in a way I'd never imagined. We took the ski lift up to the top of the west side and trekked along the ridge. It must have taken us a couple of hours with a few well-earned stops en route, but the morning was fresh and it was nice to get outside.
This looks like a good spot,
Kevin said, stopping and staring down the mountainside. Untouched, I smiled. Below us, there was a blanket of powder at a steady angle, leading down to the river that passed eventually through town. Trees lined the route, but it was seldom used now. Kevin clipped his board to his feet and tightened the straps on his bag.
Last one to the bottom buys dinner, he said.
My eyes lit up at the challenge. I fixed my board as quick as I could, but Kevin had already hopped over the side of the trail and was beginning to weave his way down as plumes of powder shot up in his wake. The adrenaline had caught us both. I flung my bag across my back and jumped into the flowery snow, picking up pace as the board skimmed across the surface. Before long, he was within earshot. "Hot in your tail," I shouted, stealing my gaze forward and targeting him. I'd always had a competitive streak when it came to stuff like this. If he beat me, I'd never hear the end of it. Kevin glanced back and then spotted a break in the trees to a steeper route. He cut across my path to follow it, and I chanced my luck and did the same. The trees whooshed by close, and every inch counted. No room for error here. In front of me, I saw Kevin wobble. Then he veered to one side, and I knew he was in trouble. "Don't hit the tree," I shouted, knowing how utterly unmovable they were. He sacrificed his balance in a bid to avoid the thick trunk of one of the trees, but he came out the other side of its branches at a right angle, careening through the air and out of control. I watched his body twist in the air as I slowed my speed and kept a lock on him. He rolled out the side of a clutch of trees and over a ridge out of sight. "Fuck," I gasped, fearing the worst as I stopped. With some effort, I made my way to the top of where he'd fell, peering over the rim and bracing myself for whatever I was about to see.
"Ha, ha, ha,"
he hollered, smiling up from a big dent in the powder. "You idiot," I cried, sure now that he was fine. He continued to laugh, smacking the snow around him. I often had to remind myself he was over 40. "Are you okay?"
"What a rush,"
he said, fidgeting in an attempt to free himself from the pock he'd created in the snow. "Hang on, I'll come down." With some effort, I scrambled down the side, gripping the rock that jutted out from the side and realizing how lucky Kevin had been.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?